I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
Such a sweet song from John DeCosta.
I've got a stomach pain that's low, fungus on my toe, and I need you now.
Dr. Kevin Mose, courtesy of Northwestern Medicine.
He's from Central DuPage Hospital.
And Northwestern Medicine.
Call Dr. Mose right now.
Impact every day. Doc joins us now. Doc, we probably need to re-record that. And by we, I mean John, to throw in Northwestern Medicine now, huh?
Yeah, how's he going to have to change the lyrics? We got to be careful because, you know, that's just creeping up that, you know, top 100 list.
Oh, that's a Billboard. Yeah, Billboard would go, what? This is a remake? Yep. Come on.
Yeah.
Thanks for hosting me and three great guys yesterday at the beautiful Butterfield Golf Club. You want to name those fine gentlemen?
Yeah, we did. We had a good time. We had John Lucas out there, Luke. Yep. We had Brian Smith and Jim Gannon. So, you know, three guys that they don't play well, but, boy, we had a lot of fun with them.
Your friend Steve didn't exactly light it up either, so, you know, but it was a beautiful day.
And we had plans, too, Doc, Dave and I, so we'll catch you all the next time.
Yeah, that's why Doc didn't ask. Yeah.
Feel bad about that.
Yeah.
We actually were you actually in the process of setting that up? We talked about it walking up the 18th fairway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Dave and Andrea.
We were going to talk about it on the way to the car, but Doc was going in the other direction. At 641, the EpiPen thing is huge, obviously. And there's a story that broke this morning that Mylan will actually release a generic EpiPen to compete with their own EpiPen. You can touch on that in a second, but let's start with the basics here. The EpiPen is a pen that contains the drug epinephrine to stop what type of allergic attacks?
Correct. So people who have really bad allergic responses, something called anaphylaxis, where they stop, or not, I shouldn't say they stop breathing, but their airway starts to collapse down, they swell. So these are the people, many of them have peanut allergies, lots of allergies can cause it, but it's that bad allergic reaction. And the importance of getting the medication in your system very quickly is what allows us to save lives from really bad allergic reactions.
So this is a very, very important drug to an awful lot of people that are listening this morning.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the estimates, you know, somewhere between 40 and 50 million people in the United States have potentials for anaphylaxis, have potential for this bad allergic reaction. Some of them don't even know it. I mean, if you look at the history, they've used it in schools where, boy, the kid didn't even know he was allergic to anything, and yet he's had this bad allergic reaction, and fortunately the nurse at the school, or actually anybody, the teacher even at the school, can give the medication.
Yeah, for those who don't haven't seen it or don't know how it's used, what happens when the attack occurs? What does the person do?
Yeah, usually they're going to get red, they're going to start to swell, they're going to have hives, and they're going to tell you that they're having a tough time breathing. You know, my tongue is swelling, my airway feels like it's closing. Those are the people that, you know, you really get concerned about, especially the one that says, you know, I'm allergic to peanuts, and boy, unfortunately, they got exposed to it. Or even someone, you know, some of them are allergic to animals. So it's that issue of recognizing it quickly and then making sure that you have the pen. People who know about it will be carrying that pen with them. And a matter of fact, we tell people, we don't want you to carry one pen, we want you to carry two pens. So whether it's keep it in the car with them, keep it in their backpack, keep it in their desk at work, keep it at the desk at school.
What does the epinephrine do once it gets in your system?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We talk about this being a generic, you know, the new one coming out generic, but epinephrine is adrenaline. So it's the exact same thing. And we make adrenaline in our bodies. We have a thing called the adrenal gland. It sits right above our kidney. And what it does, epinephrine allows, everybody has heard of the old fight or flight response. And what epinephrine does, when we're put into that situation, adrenaline is released into the body, which allows increased blood flow to muscles, makes us be able to run faster, lift things heavier, and it also increases our blood sugar a little bit, so it gives our muscle energy. And the reason we had that is way back when there were dinosaurs and way back when there were you know, bears chasing us, these are the things, this is the chemical that we needed to make a decision as to whether we're going to run from this thing or fight.
Does it help your body to process more needed epinephrine once that injection happens, or is that not part of this?
No, it's not part of it. It's kind of interesting. You know, you say, well, gosh, if we make this, then why do we need it? Because the body doesn't see the stress of an allergic reaction the same way they see the stress of an emergency. So it doesn't release enough to stop those symptoms from happening, to stop that airway from collapsing. So the importance of getting that additional dose is key. And we use epinephrine for a lot of things. We use epinephrine if someone has a heart attack. We use it when we're taking care of a laceration because it constricts some of the blood vessels to allow more blood to get to the major arteries. So when it constricts those around a laceration, there's less bleeding for us. So we use it in different areas. But the one, you know, obviously we're talking about now is the allergic reaction, mainly in kids.
The only thing I'm aware I'm allergic to is dander, cat dander, that type of thing. But I did have an allergic reaction once to a prescription drug. And fortunately, I had a brief hospital stay at that point, so I was actually, you know, under medical care for a couple of days. So it happened in a hospital. But I can tell you, just in the course of 30 or 40 minutes of dealing with this, from your tongue starting to swell to feeling your throat closing up, as a grown man, I mean, that's panic time.
It is. It's panic time, and you can imagine now if that medication that you need and you know how to use, you can't afford. So that's the biggest concern right now.
It was $57 per injection in 2007, I should say. It is now $600 for a package of two. I guess 57 was probably the package of two back then.
Yeah.
So we're talking about 9 years later, the price has gone up, what, 1,200%?
And, you know, the thing I think that everyone has to realize, we're talking about the drug, when in fact, this is a generic drug already. There is no trade name for this. So actually, when we're talking about the generic, it's actually the auto-injector, the piece of equipment that you're using, not the medication. And the thing that really gets everybody up in arms is you're talking about a drug, even in the EpiPen, that amount of drug costs about less than a dollar. And yet the EpiPen costs $600.
We'll come back more with Dr. Most in a second and also talk more about the cost of this, where it goes. Mylan's news overnight that they're doing a generic and what a generic really means that you touched on there just a second ago. Stand by for all of that at 647. We go back to Mary for a traffic update first as we continue. All of this, Mary, sponsored by the fine people at Northwestern Medicine Impact Every Day. Six 51 now, talking with Dr. Kevin Most, Northwestern Medicine, Impact Every Day. Everything good at Northwestern Medicine?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, busy. Been very busy recently. So I don't know whether it's the back-to-school crunch here and people want to get their surgeries done or what's going on, but we've had the last couple of weeks have been very busy.
And do you have purple colors of everything now?
You know, I don't. I don't have any purple on today, actually. So hopefully no one from downtown will come out because since I don't have the team uniform on, I'd be in trouble.
Yeah,
I'm really good about it.
We're talking about the EpiPen. The EpiPen in 2011 was $165 for a two-pack. In 2012, it was $219. 2013, it was $265. 2014, it was $350. Last year, it was $460. And now it went up to $609. For the two-pack. Mylan, the company that makes it, was originally going to have to cut the price because the FDA was about to approve. Was the FDA or the USDA? FDA. FDA was about to approve a generic drug, and something went wrong with the generic drug maker's product, and they said no, which allowed EpiPen to continue to have a monopoly, which brings us to this.
Well, generic versus non-generic. First of all, how can you create a generic product to compete with yourself, Doc?
Yeah, well, that's the interesting thing. We have to remember that the medication is not generic, even though we're saying generic. So the patent is on the auto injector. And the companies, you know, Teva and Sanofi tried to make their own auto injectors. And it's so important with this medication that it has to work every time and it has to deliver the right dose of medication, because we're talking about life and death situations here. So the FDA is going to be very careful about approving one, because they want to make sure that whatever you use as your technology to get that medication delivered is going to work every time. So essentially what Mylan is going to do is they have the trade name EpiPen. They're going to call that something else. Hopefully, and I would imagine they almost have to, use the same technology of their auto-injector so that the right amount of medication is delivered at the right depth at the right time.
So if you get the generic, which isn't really generic, it's the same, I guess, strength as the original medicine, how come all medicine just isn't made generic? Because I would assume more people would want to pay the lesser cost for the medicine.
Oh, absolutely. So let's put this in perspective. A vial of that medication that we buy here at the hospital that we use for in the emergency room, we'll use it for people having allergic reactions. That costs us about $4.50, and it's a 1 ml. The amount of epinephrine in the EpiPen is a third of that. So it's about a dollar, maybe a little, maybe right around a dollar. So we're starting to see a lot of people say, you know what, I can't afford the $300, the $600, whatever that cost is going to end up being. And they're looking to buy the vials themselves and then buy syringes and make their own injections. That's how desperate some people are.
Which I assume is a very dangerous idea.
Absolutely. You don't know how much you're getting. You don't know how much you're going to take. You don't know how it's going to be delivered. You don't know what the needle length should be. And you're a non-professional. The chance of you injecting air then there is very high. So you got to be very careful.
So this EpiPen generic by Mylan Labs is probably a year away. And when it does come out, it's going to be basically about 50% of the cost. In the meantime, there's no reason to expect that Mylan is going to discount that $609 thing other than saying there are programs you can apply for. They are not alone in jacking up the price and taking advantage of people with prescription drugs. The prescription drug industry blames the insurance coverage and the insurance companies on this. What sector do we need to be more mad at here, and what do we need to do?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The two things that you said there that are interesting. One is that, you know, the generic is going to take this as long as it's going to take to get to market. When in fact, if the FDA has approved the auto injector and the medication is already a generic, why can't that come to market faster? Mm-hmm. That's one. I think that this could be a public relations thing with Mylan saying, hey, we're going to do this. It's just going to take us some time. The other thing is the Affordable Care Act did allow for a lot of these people who used to have to pay for it out of pocket. Now at least they have some insurance, which is allowing them to lower their cost. But I have to tell everybody, Mylan is still getting their money. So the cost of this health care, the cost of this medication is still being laid on to all of us because the insurance companies are paying for it. So therefore, premiums are going to go up. So we can't just say, oh, a lot of people get this medicine with no out-of-pocket. Yeah, they do, but a lot of it comes from us as well as the system.
That's kind of ironic, too, don't you think, Doc? Because every time the price goes up of something lately, it's Obamacare. You know, that it kind of takes the blame for a lot of it, whether it's true or not.
Well, yeah, but pharmaceutical companies are smart. They know the price point that people are going to be willing to pay. And when they start to see people get into insurances where a portion of their medications are paid for, that allows them to increase that price because the patient is still going to be paying the same amount, although they're going to end up making more money.
So it all falls back to the same thing. We need to anticipate that Congress will do the right thing and bail us out.
Right.
Oh, that's funny. But people should let their elected representatives know in this election year that you're mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore. And you're risking people's lives.
Absolutely. You know, and it is. It's people's lives. And I can tell you, they're not paying $600 in other countries. So, I mean, we kind of get it handed to us here in the United States. And
I think screwed is the medical word you were looking for.
Well, but we also allow drugs to be produced and drugs to be researched and new drugs to come to market. It's usually on the back of the United States because we do have that funding. So there's benefits for the world, but a lot of it's on our backs.
Next week, we're out of time now, but next week when we do this, I want to talk about backpacks and kids as part of it because, you know, kids are back in school. It seems like these backpacks are getting bigger than ever because kids are taking more homework home than ever. And as a kid's growing up, are they running the risk of hurting themselves? I know. It sounds like I'm being a coddling, I guess be grandfather at this point. But the fact is, it's a legitimate medical question, and Doc will answer that next week.
Yeah, maybe we'll touch on concussions, too. You know, a lot of high school football games started this weekend, so maybe just some awareness on concussions as well.
I may have bumped my head. Yeah. It's Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine Impact Every Day. Thank you, buddy.
You got it. We'll talk to you soon.
See you later.